Deborah James, the Secretary of the Air Force, announced the plans Wednesday evening under the overall banner of bending the cost curve. She described a series of actions that the Air Force sees as complementary to DOD's Better Buying Power initiative, but more specific and targeted than the DOD-wide program. She says the programs, which the service developed after a series of roundtables with industry groups, will help the Air Force do a better job communicating with its existing vendor base, encourage new companies to participate in acquisitions, and remove unnecessary barriers in the Pentagon that only serve to slow programs down.
Because today, we in the Air Force, and I think I can say this broadly across the Department of Defense as well, we are simply too slow in all that we do. So let me just throw out one sort of horrifying factoid for all of you to consider. We currently average 17 months to award a contract in situations where we know there's only one supplier. So this is a sole source environment, and it currently takes us, on average, 17 months to make an award. And I say that is simply too long. We also have great difficulty adapting in the Air Force to new technologies, rolling new technologies into existing systems and acquiring new technologies, even though our future, in large part, depends on acquiring such technologies in order that we keep our technological edge vis-a-vis our potential adversaries.
To tackle costs on its major systems, the Air Force is institutionalizing a new program that will attempt to make cost more of an independent variable in the service's decisions about requirements. The Cost Capability Analysis Program, or CCA, is intended to gather industry input about what's technically possible and affordable much earlier in the acquisition life cycle than has traditionally happened, so that the Air Force's leaders can make decisions to trade off certain capability objectives in favor of lower prices.
Now, you may be thinking, gee, hasn't this approach been done before? And the answer is yes, but. So yes, this approach has been done, and this approach has delivered certain successes. In fact, 2 years ago, we in the Air Force did certain pilots under cost capability analyses. But 2 years ago, there was no formalized process for industry to get on board, to have that crosstalk with us on a regular basis. And so the effort of 2 years ago was somewhat limited as a result. So what bending the cost curve will do is, under our new CCA, we will develop that specific industry engagement process. And we hope, ultimately, we will reform the way we talk to industry and when we talk to industry about our thinking and about our requirements.
James says the Air Force will test the new CCA process on four upcoming acquisition programs that are at various stages of the acquisition process. Its new jet trainer, a new long-range standoff weapon, the multi-adaptive podded system, and the forthcoming replacement for the space-based infrared system. As one way to expand its vendor base and increase competition, the Air Force plans to build on DOD's existing PlugFest program, an annual series of live demonstrations the DOD intelligence community hosts so that vendors can show the government how their products would integrate into DOD's existing architectures.
Now, these are very well-regarded events, but at the moment, PlugFests, in their current form, have no associated contracting action. So here's how it goes. Industry might attend a PlugFest event. The government customers could well be wowed by the capabilities that they see, but then everybody goes home and there's no easy way to follow up. And when there's no easy way to follow up, sometimes that means there's no follow up at all. So what happens, and some of the feedback that we got, is that industry, in effect, gets a pat on the back and a gold star, but there's no mechanism to actually take it to the next level, no mechanism for the government to get that technology on board quickly.
The Air Force's spin on PlugFest, PlugFest Plus, will host its first event at George Mason University on January 20th. And James said there will indeed be a way for the Air Force to buy vendors' wares if it is wowed by what it sees. If the service sees technologies it wants to invest in, it will use other transaction authority, a special legal route outside of the traditional acquisition system that federal agencies are allowed to use for research and development purposes. James says that OT authority would let the Air Force commit funding toward PlugFest Plus projects within a matter of weeks. For its first PlugFest, the Air Force will focus on commercial innovations that might help it improve its version of the Distributed Common Ground System, a series of military systems for intelligence gathering and analysis.
Now, why did we pick DCGS? Well, it seemed like a good fit for this first industry event, given that it is based on open architecture. And of course, open architecture is key to the whole PlugFest concept as well. So if this event proves successful, we intend to take steps to evolve the process to other Air Force applications.
Also, the Air Force is launching a new technology challenge program led by the Air Force Research Laboratory. The top prize of $2 million, the largest challenge prize offered by any military service, will go to a project the Air Force deems the most promising solution for a mid-sized jet turbine engine that might be able to help propel future drone aircraft.
Now, this technology challenge, as well as the PlugFest Plus, we believe can help us bend the cost curve in two ways. First, both approaches should open the door to non-traditional contractors by lowering the barriers to entry. And second, we hope that they will both spur innovation in very specific areas where we really need the help.
To begin to tackle some of the Air Force's own processes that drive cost and delay in its acquisitions, James says the Air Force will start with business IT. The service is creating a new business analytics cell within its headquarters whose mission will be to try and turn a disaggregated series of decisions on new business system acquisitions into an enterprise view that invests only in the ones that live up to their promises of better efficiency.
The data we're interested in, if we do this right, should help us answer questions such as, will this new database that we're thinking about investing in, will it really make us 30% more efficient? Or if I spend $5 million in this system today, how long will it take to pay back double my investment or at least return on my investment? These are the types of questions that we're interested in. We need to get an enterprise view of our information technology spend so that we can understand the trade-offs and make wise future investments. And at the moment, unfortunately, we do not have a solid view of our information technology spend. So therefore, as a result, we are going to stand up an IT business analytics office. In the future, if we want to do a database which would accomplish X, we want to first know before we invest that X has a business case, that there's empirical data to back it up, and that there are metrics that we can measure and make sure that it's delivering on the promise.
And beyond business systems, the Air Force wants to reduce the cycle times of all of its acquisition projects. As part of the Bending the Cost Curve project, Bill LaPlante, the service's acquisition chief, issued a memo to the acquisition workforce outlining 24 best practices his office developed after the industry roundtables.
So remember that ridiculously high 17 months to award the contract when there's only one vendor that can do the work? Well, we are enacting these best practices throughout our acquisition force and beginning to measure the results. We will be measuring results on a first monthly and then eventually a six-month basis. But ultimately, we are driving to get that 17-month average down to the single digits.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500.